reflect, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another splendid episode on the silsila Reflect to Succeed. And Alhamdulillah, we do have a very beautiful topic of discussion today, and that is regarding enduring illnesses. So yes, we are going to be diving deep into this beautiful topic of discussion, but before that, let us first and foremost mention the excellences of reciting salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this regard, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully mentioned that whoever faces difficulty should send salat upon me in abundance, because sending salat upon me averts difficulties and calamities. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So let us all collectively, with full of love, send salawat upon the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So yes, alhamdulillah, we are talking about enduring illnesses. What is your response? What is our response, our reaction when we get ill, when we get sick? Do we complain when we have a fever? Do we complain when we get a flu? You know, a person may get sick at times, sometimes with the flu, sometimes with the fever, and other various different types of illnesses, of sicknesses. But how do we respond to that, dear viewers of Madani Channel? How do we react to that? And that is the most important factor. How you react and respond to it determines a lot. And today we are going to be highlighting that. The benefits, the blessings, and the reward of enduring illnesses. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu states that he was with the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who started smiling. So he was asked, that, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what made you smile? And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, he said, how strange is it that a believer cries whilst ill? Had he known what reward there is for him in exchange of this illness, he would wish to remain ill until he meets his Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled again, and this time lifted his head towards the heavens. And he was asked, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, why did you smile and lift your head towards the heavens? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, and he said, I saw two angels descend from the heavens. They were searching for a believer at his place of salah. When they did not find him there, they said to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we used to write such and such good deeds of such and such slaves of yours day and night. We now found him restricted by you due to illness, so we did not record any good deeds for him. Allah Ta'ala said that record all the good deeds which that slave of mine used to perform day and night, and do not reduce anything from it for as long as he is restricted by me. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful hadith. What a beautiful narration by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And under the commentary of this hadith by Allama Abdul Rauf Munawi rahimahullah, he writes and he says, when Allah Ta'ala makes a person experience an illness, by virtue of this, he purifies that person from the dirt of sins and grants reward to those who are patient. The fire of hell will not touch him when he crosses the bridge of Sirat, because he will have been purified from the dirt of sins. Then he will enter Jannah amongst those who were patient. Allahu Akbar. And conversely, if he was not purified from the dirt of sins in this world, the fire of hell awaits him on the day of Qiyamah. So he will suddenly be lifted from the bridge of Sirat so that he may be purified from the dirt of sins. Because only those who are free from sins are worthy of the abode of the pious and the proximity of Allah Ta'ala, that is Jannah. So the views of Madani Channel, those who are healthy should take inspiration from this narration to do as many good deeds as you can whilst you are well. Namafil, voluntary salah, should be offered in addition to fard salah. Dhikr and salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam should be recited in abundance whilst you are standing, whilst you are sitting, whilst you are walking. In addition to keeping fard fast, nawafil fast should also be observed. If we perform many good deeds whilst we are fit and healthy, due to the infinite mercy of Allah Ta'ala, we will continue to receive the reward of those actions even when we are ill and cannot perform them. You know, illnesses, for you and I to understand it, because normally a person thinks that, oh, I'm sick, I got the flu, got the fever, and, you know, naturally no one really likes getting sick. But let me tell you, Deepers of Madani Channel, that illnesses, they are a mercy for a believer. Yes, they eradicate sins and they raise your rank. The virtues of illness are found in so many ahadith. You know, illnesses that affect the pious, such as the infallible prophets, the masoom prophets alayhim salatu wasalam, the companions alayhim ridwan, the ahlul bayt, the awliya Allah, increase their rank. Illnesses that affect the pious, it increases their rank. And the patience shown by these blessed personalities when facing illnesses, it serves as a fine lesson for us sinful people. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Al-maradu sawtullahi fil ard yu'addibu bihi ibadah. Meaning, illness is Allah Ta'ala's whip on earth with which He disciplines His people. And the commentary of this is that this is because illness, it impedes your nafs, the lower self, and ends the pleasure gained from desires. The door to remain content with the will of Allah opens for the one who remembers that illness is Allah's whip on earth with which He disciplines people. So yes, the views of Madani Channel, whether we are happy, whether we are sad, whether we are sick, whether we are healthy, you and I, we should be content with the will of Allah Ta'ala in all circumstances, keeping in mind the following is conducive for remaining patient. You know, by Allah, it is better for the punishment of the hereafter to be given in this world in the form of worldly difficulties, because nobody can tolerate the punishment of the hereafter. So we should continue to fear Allah Ta'ala even in a state of happiness and affluence. Because it's possible that these worldly blessings are given in place of the reward given in the hereafter. Those indulge in eating fine foods, building huge homes, fancy homes, living a luxury life, should be considerably fearful. Now, it's mentioned in Minhajul Abidin that the agony of death is commensurate with the pleasures of life. Whoever experiences greater pleasures here will experience greater agony at that time. That is not for us to decide whether or not an individual who neither falls ill nor faces any problem is disliked by Allah. The same applies regarding someone who possesses many worldly luxuries. Our focus should only be on ourselves. We ought to better our hereafter by pursuing a path to please our merciful Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, remaining obedient to Allah Ta'ala in every situation is the way of a believer. Even every affair of a true believer is full of opportunities to contemplate, which should always be utilized to refrain from wrongdoings. Now, in the Holy Quran, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَإِذَا أَذَقْنَا النَّاسَ رَحْمَةً فَرِحُوا بِهَا وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ إِذَا هُمْ يَقْنَطُونَ. And when we give people the taste of mercy, they rejoice upon it. And if an evil reaches them as a result of what their hands have sent forth, thereupon they become despairing. Now here, in Siratul Jinan, the commentary of this verse, it is mentioned, and when people experience the benefits of being granted good health and a lot of wealth from their Rabb, they rejoice and become arrogant as a result. And if something bad reaches them due to their disobedience and sins, they despair. They lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is contrary to the way of a believer. A believer's state is such that he is grateful when he receives a blessing, and he does not lose hope in Allah's mercy when facing a difficulty. And once the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam visited an Ansari companion. He was unwell. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "How long have you had a fever?" And he said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for 7 nights." Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "The time of illness takes away the time of sins." He said, "Be patient. You will leave your sins the way you entered them." Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned that when a believer is afflicted by an illness and then granted cure by Allah, this illness is an expiation for his past sins and a lesson for him in the future. When a hypocrite is ill and then cured, he is like the camel that was tethered by its owners and then set free. It does not know why they tethered it, nor why they set it free. So, a person from that gathering said that, "O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what are illnesses?" And he says that, "I have never fallen ill." The Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that, "Move away from us. You are not from us." Meaning, you are not from our way. Now, on this hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yarkhana'imi rahimahullah, he elaborated and he said, believer repents from his sins when he is ill. He thinks that this illness is due to some sin of his, and perhaps this is the last illness after which there is death. For this reason, he attains cure as well as forgiveness. A heedless hypocrite thinks that he became ill due to such and such reason, and that he recovered due to such and such medicine. He dives so much into cause and effect that he forgets to repent. He does not reflect on his sins and he forgets the one who ultimately causes everything, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this individual who claimed that he never fell ill was a hypocrite. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knew that this person would not die as a believer, which is why he addressed him sternly. And some narrations state that when this incident transpired, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Whoever wishes to see a dweller of hell should look at this individual." In reality, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the embodiment of good character. He would not show sternness merely due to someone not falling ill. This incident also proves that Allah Ta'ala gave the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knowledge of people's good or bad ending. And Sayyidina Sahal bin Abdullah Tustari rahimahullah said that bodily illnesses are mercy, whereas illnesses of the heart are a punishment. Allahu Akbar. So the viewers of Madani channel, body illnesses are a form of mercy as opposed to the illness of sins, which is a cause for destruction. You know, during the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, someone proclaimed upon the passing away of an individual that fortunate is he, for he passed away without suffering from illness. And listening to this, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Pity you, for what do you know? If Allah Ta'ala had afflicted him with an illness, he would have wiped away his sins as a result." Now, in Mir'atul Manajih, it is stated that the individual who said this, "Fortunate is he," assumed that illnesses were divine punishment and that remaining healthy was mercy from Allah. So it was due to this assumption that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam expressed discontentment for an illness faced by a believer, in particular the illness which leads to death. is also from the mercy of Allah. Due to it, He forgives a person's sins. Hence, such an individual repents and becomes purified, which is why it is better to pass away after an illness. A hadith mentions that Allah Ta'ala certainly afflicts His believing slave with illness to the extent that all his sins are wiped away. And so Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he said that Sa'atul Adha yudhibna Sa'atil Khataya, meaning that moments of difficulties and illnesses, they wipe away sins. And another narration mentions that moments of illness and worry in this world removes moments of difficulty in the hereafter. So in other words, any calamity, any difficulties that afflict a person in this world will become a means of attaining salvation in the hereafter. That is why it is necessary that when you are ill, when you get sick, when you're going through difficulties, then make sure that we do not be of those people who complain. Rather, we should show patience upon that. We should be content with that because your sins are being removed from you. So next time you get sick, you get ill, you have a fever, you have a flu, remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering His mercy upon you. And upon that we should say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. You know, it's mentioned in Sharh al-Zurqani, except for those who are infallible, meaning the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, the chances of people not falling into sin are very little. So their illness wipes away their sins or increases their rank and diminishes the potency of their nafs. And yet Imam Al-Ghazali rahimahullah, he asserts that what can be better than illness obstructing the conveyance of sins and disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the views of Madani channel, one should not desire to be sick after, you know, listening to the virtues of enduring illness, right? Rather, one should ask Allah Ta'ala for well-being, for afia, because we are weak. We should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for goodness in this world, goodness at the time of death, goodness in the qabr, goodness on the day of qiyamah. Goodness should be sought in every affair of ours, in all our affairs. You know, and given illness can lead to departing this world, seek forgiveness for your sins when you get sick, and fear Allah Ta'ala. You know, news reaches us daily of thousands of ill people passing away. Sheikh Talib Al-Makki rahimahullah, he said that the ill should repent whilst ill. They should show remorse for their wrongdoings. They should repent in abundance. They should perform the dhikr of Allah, lower their wishes, reduce their wishes, and remember death a lot. Illnesses are the greatest reminder of death, and something whose occurrence acts as a precursor to death. And a hadith mentions that when a person falls ill twice and does not repent, the angel of death addresses him saying that, "Oh, negligent one, a forerunner came to you from me, one after the other, yet you did not respond." So remember, when you get sick, when you get ill, it is a warning of death. It is a messenger of death. That is a time for you and I to repent, to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make tawbah, send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Use that time to make sincere tawbah and change your life for the better, because we don't know whether we are going to be cured or whether we are going to pass away from that illness. So it is necessary, especially at that time, to make tawbah in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, someone asked Sayyidina Bayezid Bustami rahimahullah that, "Why do you place so much emphasis on remaining hungry?" And he said that had Fir'aun remained hungry, he would not have claimed to be God. Had Qarun remained hungry, he never would have become obstinate and disobedient. Now, in Tafsir Sawi, it's mentioned that once when Fir'aun, the Pharaoh, was set on his throne claiming to be God, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam visited him in human form. He asked Pharaoh what he thought of the slave who grew up with the wealth and blessings bestowed by his master, but then went on to show ingratitude to his master and reject his rights whilst claiming to be God. So in response, Pharaoh wrote that a slave who has shown ingratitude to his master and become disobedient to him should be punished by being made to drown in the ocean. And as a result, when Pharaoh and his followers went after Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and reached the middle of the sea which had split, only for it to return to its normal state, Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam showed Pharaoh the very same answer he gave with his signature on it. And Pharaoh drowned in the river Nile. Now, Quranic commentators have said that Allah Ta'ala made Pharaoh's corpse wash ashore like a dead bull, so that it may serve as a lesson to the survivors from Bani Israel and others, and make it clear to them that anyone who is an oppressor and acts arrogant before Allah Ta'ala, his fate is such whereby he is thrown into a pit of humiliation and disgrace. Now, the title granted to a king of Egypt was Pharaoh. Walid bin Mus'ab bin Rayyan was the name of the Pharaoh during Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam's era. Pharaoh, his name was Walid bin Mus'ab bin Rayyan. Now, he was an extremely oppressive and obstinate individual. He claimed to be God, and he lived for over 400 years. And it said that in the day, Pharaoh, he would claim to be God, and at night, he would remain busy crying to Allah. And due to this, he remained formidable and awe-inspiring, and his reign, his rule, lasted a very long time. Now, when Sayyida Asiya, radiallahu ta'ala anha, Pharaoh's wife, she saw a box flowing in the river and her eyes fell on a baby with a bright shining face, which was Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. She addressed Pharaoh saying, قُرَّةُ عَيْنِ لِي وَلَكْ لَا تَقْتُلُوهُ, that this child is the coolness of my eyes and yours, do not kill him. Pharaoh replied that he might be coolness to your eyes, I am in no need of him. And the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, that by Allah, if Pharaoh had also confessed that this child is coolness to his eyes, as Sayyida Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha had done so, Allah Ta'ala would have certainly guided him too, just as he guided Asiya radiallahu ta'ala anha. Allahu Akbar. You know, the Khalifa Harun Rashid, he recited a verse in Surah Zukhruf, wherein it's mentioned, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ونادى فرعون في قومه قال يا قوم أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي أفلا تبصرون. And Fir'aun called out amongst his nation that, O my people, is the kingship of Egypt not for me? And these rivers which flow beneath me? So do you not see? Now, being reminded of Pharaoh's pride about ruling over Egypt, he announced that, I will grant Egypt to a junior servant of mine. So he handed over Egypt to his servant Khasib, who used to assist him during wudu. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy on him and forgive us for his sake. Now, do you know why Pharaoh, the Pharaoh, claimed to be divine? Narration says that out of the 400 years of Pharaoh's life, he lived in such comfort for 320 years that he never experienced pain, he never experienced fever, he never experienced hunger during this period. And in Ihya al-Ulum, it's mentioned that a pious person said that the reason for Pharaoh claiming to be divine is because he remained healthy for a very long time. 400 years. 400 years passed, yet he never experienced a single headache, not even a fever, no pain in any nerve. And had he experienced pain in even one side of his head for a day, never mind claiming to be divine, he would have abandoned all futile matters. Allahu Akbar. So the views of Madani Channel, the blessing of good health and having a lot of wealth, it led many people to sin. Anyone who is fit and well, wealthy or of high status, they should be mindful of the secret plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahimahullah, he has said that a person who is granted blessings in this world by Allah ta'ala in the form of a high salary, obedient children, wealth, good health, high status and rank, beauty or leadership, but does not fear that these blessings might be part of the secret plan of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that person is negligent of this matter. So some people mention the illnesses to everyone without a reason. In fact, given the popularity of social media in today's day and age, news of being admitted to hospital or images showing medical treatment being administered are made viral by who? By patients themselves. Now, concealing your illness as much as possible is an act of great reward. Now, why does the individual who always informs others of his illness or requests for du'as not call out to the curer of all illnesses, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to grant him cure? Now, a hadith Qudsi mentions that Allah ta'ala states, when one of his slaves facing difficulties asks him azza wa jal for something, he bestows upon him before he asks and accepts his supplication, accepts his du'a. And whoever turns to Allah Ta'ala's creation when in difficulty, instead of turning to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala, the doors of the heavens are closed for him. Allahu Akbar. So, you and I, we need to make du'a in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, you may be ill. Yes, you may be sick. That does not go to say that you must not take the medication. You must take the medication, but our trust should not be in that medication, because the ultimate curer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our trust should be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whilst we still take the medication by mentioning the blessed name of Allah ta'ala, reciting Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So from all of these views of Madani Channel, we see that illnesses are a mercy. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, fatigue, illness, sorrow or distress do not afflict a Muslim, not even the pricking of a thorn, except that Allah ta'ala forgives that person's sins because of it. Now in Fathul Bari, which is a commentary written on Sahih al-Bukhari, and Imam Qarafi rahimahullah, he quoted that difficulties and pain expiate for sins, regardless of whether or not a person is content in that state. However, remaining content when facing difficulties expiates for major sins, whereas being discontent expiates for lesser sins, for minor sins. So the reality is that the greater the difficulty, the greater the sins that are expiated for. Someone who remains content when confronted by a difficulty will receive additional reward for that. And if the person afflicted has no sins, he will receive reward equal to that instead. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we can see, by being content with your difficulty, with your illness, it expiates for major sins. And a discontented person, it expiates for lesser sins, for minor sins. That is why it's important that we are always to be content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when you are sick, you may know someone who is sick, someone in your family, your friend may be sick. Go and inquire after them. Give them hope. Don't make them lose hope. Give them hope. Mention, you know, such words to them that will bring them back to life. Because normally when you go visit a sick person, they feel down. You know, they don't have that hope in them anymore. But by you going to them, mentioning to them the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, mentioning to them that illnesses, sickness, they are a mercy, be content with it, it removes your sins, then they will be hopeful, they will gain that inner strength, you of Madani channel. So always be content with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until then, keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed. Pause, reflect, let wisdom lead. This is the way to truly succeed.
Reflect to succeed.